Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Mem Ches in Maseches Sukkah. It is the 607th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up discussing the halachos of Shmini Atzeres. And then we're going to have a Mishnah that deals with the Halal and the Simcha of Sukkot, an analysis of that of the Gemara, as well as the halachos of Oshana Rabbah after you finish eating in the sukkah. And finally, on the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Aleph, we will begin a Mishnah with the experience, the fantastic experience of Nisuch HaMayim, where the water was poured in the Mizbeach and a tremendous, in the Beis HaMikdash, excuse me, by the Mizbeach, and that introduced a tremendous simcha in Avodas Hashem. And that will be the subject of the Gemara on Mem Ches Amud Beis. So let's Beis Hashem pick up with the Gemara, four lines from the bottom on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara asks, "May have Allah." On yesterday's daf, we had learned a big discussion of whether Shmini Atzeres gets its own bracha of Shechiyanu. So here we have a machloikis. Rav Nachman Amar Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shochag Halacha L'Maaser. Rav Nachman says that you do make Shechiyanu. Rav Sheshes Amar Ein Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shochag. V'Hilchas and we paskin Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shochag, that we do say it. Now the Gemara concludes this sugya by pointing out a important mnemonic that everybody should know in regards to Shmini Atzeres. Tanya Kavase de Rav Nachman, we learned in a braisa like Rav Nachman, Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Shmini is considered a separate yomtiv for the following six things. L'inyin Pazar Keshav. In regards to six things, which their Rashi Tevos, the mnemonic is Pazar Keshav. What is the pay? Payis Bifnei Atzmo. In general, when it came to the karbonos that were brought on Sukkot, they did a lottery, who was going to do the avoda for the 7 days. And of the 24 mishmaros, three worked on each day of the Yom Tov, which means that 21 out of the 24 mishmaros worked, and they divided, of those 21, they divided it over the 7 days, three a day. However, when it came to Shmini Atzeres, they did a pious, a lottery bifnei atzma. We learned in Meseches Tamid that they would do, and Meseches Yuma, we discussed this as well, that they would do a lottery of which mishmaros and which people would do the avoda. So Shmini Atzeres had its own pious. Continues the Gemara's Zman bifnei atzma. It gets its own Shechiyanu, as we mentioned before. Regel bifnei atzma. It's a Yom Tov by itself. Rashi says that the chiddush over here is that you don't sit in the sukkah. Karbon b'fnei la'atzmo, it gets its own set of karbonos. According to the Seder, one would have expected that just like on every day of Sukkot, you go down a karbon, we would be up to number 6, that there would be 6 karbonos on Shmini Atzeres, but that's not so. It gets its own schedule of karbonos, which is very different, much more singular than the rest of Sukkot. Shira b'fnei atzmo, it gets its own shir. Now, on yesterday's daf, Rashi explains about 10 lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph Dibrei Maschil shir that Shmini Atzeres doesn't get the regular shir, but he says he does not know which shir it is. What was the special shir for Shmini Atzeres? The Mefarshim point us to Rosh Hashanah Dav Dalid on the Beis, where Rashi there says he found what the shir was, and that shir is Natseach ala Shminis, and it doesn't follow the regular shir. This is a small raya I thought of, that the Seder of the Daf Yomi, as you all know, we do Yuma and Sukkah before Rosh Hashanah, might be consistent with the way Rashi had written his kuntres, because Rashi in Maseches Sukkah does not know what the shir is for Shmini Atzeres, yet Rashi doesn't know at least what the source is, yet by Rosh Hashanah, Rashi had figured it out. There are probably other explanations as well, but in a Daf Yomi frame of mind, that is an interesting explanation. Shir bifnei atzmo, bracha bifnei atzmo. It also gets its own bracha. Rashi says that we make the bracha as yom hashmini chag ha'atzeres hazeh. So that is pazar keshav, the pei being payis, zayin being zman, reish being regel bifnei atzmo, kuf, karbon bifnei atzmo, shin, Shira b'fnei atzmo, beis, bracha b'fnei atzmo. Let's beis Hashem begin the next mission on the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph, four lines in, a halal v'asimcha shmona. The celebration of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not the subject of our Mishnah, that we're going to discuss later on, but Simcha here refers to Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha being the Karbin Shlamim that was brought on Yom Tov, a special mitzvah to bring a Shlamim, that's on all 8 days. Notice, even on Shabbos, Ketzad, and as well as Hallel, which means saying the whole Hallel, Hallel Shon. Ketzad, what is the chidush of our Mishnah? How are you mikayim it in 8 days? Melamed shechayiv adam b'halul b'simcha b'chvod yom tov achron shel chag. It's coming to bring out that the chiyuv of all of these things on Shmini Atzeres is keshar kol yimos achai, like all the other days of Sukkot. Menon immediately asks the Gemara, how do we know that Shmini has the chiyuv of simcha like all of the other days? Rashi explains that the question of the Gemara is based on the fact that the Torah HaKadoshah says in Devarim, Parshas Rei, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha, and then V'samachta B'chabagecha. So it's clear that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Sukkos, but Mehechi takes you from where do we see that in Shmini Atzeres that there is a Chiyuv? So says the Gemara, V'yisa Ach Sameach, when it says Ach Sameach, so then L'rabbos Leli Yom Tov Ha'acharon, it's coming to teach us as well the night of the 8th day of Sukkot. Rashi explains, since it already said, V'samachta b'chagecha, what's V'yisa ach sameach coming to do? It's coming to be marbe the simcha on the night of the 8th. Asks the Gemara, Eino Ela Yom Tov Rishon, maybe it's coming to tell you that the chiyuv of simcha already begins during the night of the 1st day of Sukkot. I might have thought that since the mitzvah is formulated in the day, the mitzvah only starts in the daytime, and you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha. Rashi adds, then there would be a chiyuv already to bring the shlamim on erev Yom Tov, so that you're going to have besar shlamim for at night, because you can't slaughter it at night. So the Gemara says, how do you know that it's coming to include the night of Shmini Atzeres for Simcha, O Eino El Yom Tov Rishon, says the Gemara, Kishu Amar, Ach, since the Torah says, Ach, Cholok, V'yisa Ach Sameach is coming to be Memayit. What's that coming to be Memayit? The Ach? The Ach is coming to be Memayit the first night. Asks the Gemara, Umari, so the Rabbos Le Yom Tov Acharon, Ulo Tzi Le Yom Tov Rishon. So what comes out is you're including the 8th night and you're precluding the 1st night. Maybe do the opposite. Maybe say that you're to include the 1st night and to preclude the 8th night. Answers the Gemara. Mar ba'ani leile yom tov achron sheish simcha lefanav. It makes sense to include the 8th night where there's a mitzvah simcha before it, and b'shas zvicha then is also b'shas simcha, because the day before the night of the 8th has a chiyuv simcha. So you have the mitzvah of shalmei simcha to be slaughtered and to be eaten during a time of simcha. Motzani leli yom tov rishon shein simcha lefan. Of erev Sukkot, there is no chiyuv of simcha. Hence, we're marbe yom tov achron shel chag for the mitzvah of eating the shlamim. End of the Gemara. Gemara continues halfway through the Amud Amim Chesam and Al Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. How do we act when it comes to concluding the mitzvah of Sukkah after 7 days? Gomer milechol, even after you finish eating, lo yater sukkah, so you shouldn't take apart the sukkah. Avol moirides has kelim min amincha l'malo, mipnei kvod yom tov achron shel chag. But you take your nice utensils and bring them into the house to show that you're preparing already on the 7th to be mechin appropriately for the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. According to Ritva, this is 9.5 hours into the 7th day. Asks the Gemara, Ein lo kelim lahorid mahu. What if he doesn't have any utensils? How does he show kavod for Shmini Atzeres? Asks the Gemara, Ein lo kelim, ela ki yishtamish b'ma yishtamish. He doesn't have utensils? Then how did he eat all the other days? Whatever he ate with, that's what he should take. Ela ein lo makum lahorid kelav mahu. What happens if he doesn't have any place to eat except in the sukkah? What should he do? Rabbi Chia bar Ravashi Omar poches bo arbo. What he should do is open up an area of Fort Vachim and make the sukkah posel, and then he'll be able to eat over there. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar madlik bo es haner. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says he lights a candle. Rashi explains that we're talking about a small sukkah, that normally you're not supposed to light a candle in there because you won't be able to have enough room to sit. So over here he does that, and It's no longer kosher as a sukkah, but now he uses it as his home. V'loy pligi, and there's no machlokes between Reb Shulam Halevi and Reb Chiya. Halon v'halahu. One is talking about the Bnei Bavel, that the eighth day, Rashi explains, is a suffix being the seventh. So there he lights the candle, where it's no longer l'chatchila, his normal way of sitting, but nevertheless he can't make it possible, because he still needs to sit in the sukkah during Shmini Atzeres. This, of course, is a makar for being mechayev to sit in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, which is, of course, a big kasha amongst Litvisha world that asks on the chassidim. I could say this as someone who comes from chassidim. So since he needs to sit in Bavel in the sukkah, you can't make the sukkah possible. Haluhu, but to Bnei Eretz Yisrael, what they should do is make the sukkah possible. Says the Gemara, Tenach sukkah ketana, that makes sense in regards to a small sukkah. Sukkah gedola ma'ika lemeimer, but in sukkah gedola, putting in a candle is not going to change things. At the end of the day, there'll be enough room and you're allowed to have a sukkah gedola with a candle inside. And says the Gemara, d'mayli bo mani machli. You put inside the sukkah the dirty utensils to indicate you're no longer eating, living there, teishu kein taduru. Dama Rava, mani machli bar mitzvah l'lasa. Rava said in general, you're supposed to take the dirty utensils outside of the sukkah. Mani mishtaya b'mitah l'lasa. But you can leave the dirty kosos in the sukkah. Here, what we do is we leave the dirty things in the sukkah to show that we're no longer living regularly in the sukkah. Rava is talking about the person who finishes eating on Shmini Atzeres. So for Shmini Atzeres, he cannot passel the sukkah. But what he does is he indicates that he's no longer living in the sukkah. He's not interested in keeping it nice by leaving the dirty kelim in the sukkah. A nominee for the halacha from the daily daf on this daf would be the subject of leaving the sukkah at the end of sukkahs, as well as making the sukkah possible. Some very, very interesting things that I've heard and seen from my rabbeim and my rabbeim's rabbeim in that regard. Let's Beis Hashem pick up 7 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah on Memches Amid Alf. Nisuch HaMayim Ketzad. How did they do the libations of the water? We learned that there's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. On Mem Dalet Amid Alf, the Gemara had mentioned to us of doing a special libations at the Mizbeach during Sukkot. What was that? Ketzad. Tzloches Shel Zav Machzekes Shloisha Lugim. They used to take a large container that held 3 lugim that was made of gold. Hayim Emalei Min HaShiluach. It was filled up from the Shiluach, which is on the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash. Higiu L'Shar Mayim, when they came to the gate of the water, Rashi says that is one of the Shari Hazara. It is one of the gates of the Hazara that was celebrated to be the place where they would come in with the water on Sukkis. Taku Ve'riu V'taku. They blew out of Simcha, as the Pasuk Yeshayo says, Ushafte Mayim Bisason, there's a special mitzvah of drawing the water Bisimcha, Olu Bakevesh, Ufana Lismolo. The Kohen who now had the water went up the ramp, Rashi says, which is on the southern side of the Mizbeach, and he turned to his left. Rashi points out he turns to his left because the Nesachim are done on the southwestern corner, and the quickest way of reaching it is by turning left. One could add that generally, kolapinos ein apone ela biyamin. In general, in the Beis HaMikdash, you turn to the right. So this is an exception to get there quickly. Shnei sfaldim shel kesef hayusham. There were 2 basins of silver. Rabbi Yehuda Amar shel sidayu. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says it was made of lime. Elo sheyim mushcharim pneim mipnei hayayim. Rabbi Yehuda says it had become dark, and even though it started out as white, it became darkened because of the red color of wine. Umenukavin kimin shnechub min dakin. And they had the openings like 2 nostrils. Echad muva, one was thick, vechad dak. Now, 2 different things were being poured in. One had water that was put inside. One was for the yayin. The one that had a thinner hole was the one for the water, because the water goes down more quickly. This way they were both complete going down at once. Ma'aravo shel mayim, the one on the western side was for water. Mizracho shel yayin, the eastern side was for wine. Ira shel mayim l'soch shel yayin, shel yayin l'soch shel mayim. If they mixed it up, yatsa. The din of them going down at the same time is only a din l'chatchila. Rabbi Yehuda Omer beluga yiminaseich kol shmone. They used only a lug, not three lugim like the Tana Kama had said. As well, Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda said that they did it for 8 days, while the Tana Kama says that they did it for 7 days. Period. Umenaseich omer lo. And to the one who does the libations, they say to him, Hagbe yadcha, lift up your hands. Shepam ha'achad nosach, echad agabe raglof. Because it's halacha Moshe Misinai, that Stukim always tried to undermine those traditions that we had. Only those things that they could point to in the Bible would they accept. However, we have traditions. We have halacha Moshe Misinai. What they would do is they would try to get a Kohen who was at Stuki to do it, and to fake us out, and to try to cause that we would not actually do that avoda. Once that happened, and it became a sakana, Klal Yisrael had identified with the Prushim, with the dynamic Torah Shebaal Peh. Urgamu kol ambes rogehem. They did something even, let's use the word violent. They stoned him with their esrogim. Period. Kimaseu b'chol kach maseu b'shabbos. Just like it was done during the week, it was done on Shabbos. In other words, they did nisa chamayim even on Shabbos. Ella, but there was one difference. Shoyim memale meir Shabbos chavish shel zav she'enim mikudeshes min hashiluach u'meinicha belishka. They would fill it up with water before Shabbos, and they would leave it overnight. This is also why they used, as we read in the Mishnah, of a chavish el zav she'enim mikudeshes, that it didn't have the kedushas kli shares. Because if it had kedushas kli shares, so then in such a case, one would be over on lina. Anything that is in a kli that has kedushas kli shares, that has been designated with the anointing of all the kalim in the mikdash, those utensils can't have anything left over inside of them. And the whole plan was to fill them up in water before Shabbos so that they could use it for the next morning in the Nisuch HaMayim. The Nisuch HaMayim was done with the bringing of the Karban Tamid. That's what the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Chavav on the Beis says. Hence, the water was placed in a container that did not have Kedushas Kli Sharis. Min HaShiluach, the water was from the Shiluach, Minicha Belishka, and was placed in a Lishka, in one of the rooms of the Beis HaMikdash. What if Nishpecha Niskalsa, if the water was poured out, or it becomes Mayim Megulim, that becomes Pasul for Avoda, Hayim Emale Min HaKiyar, then they would fill up water from the Kiyar in the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash, shehayayin v'amayim megulim psulim l'gabei mizbeach, because any wine or water that becomes megula cannot be used for avoda on the mizbeach. Rashi explains the last three lines before the Gemara, the mayim megulim, where choshesh, a snake, crept inside and put poison inside, and it's not ro'oi, according to Rashi, because the poison completes the shear of the water. That's a fascinating chidush of Rashi, that the problem is a halacha in shear, that it's no longer either three lugin or a lug, depending on the opinion of the Tanaim, of the necessary water or wine. In Yirtze Hashem on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, we will see other explanations for the problem of Yayin Megulim, and other explanations about what the poison does to create the psul. Let's begin the Gemara. The Gemara asks me, no, and immediately Rashi explains that the question is, how do we know that they blew a special tkiya and the truwa during the time of drawing of the water? Amar Avina Damakro, Ushavdim Mayim Bisasan, that you draw the water with joy. Hence, there's supposed to be a call to joy, and Chazal understand that takes place with the tkiya and the truwa. Here we have a fascinating definition to the halacha, the expressions of joy in the Torah. Hani trei mini. Chad shmei sason v'chad shmei simcha. One's called sason, one is called simcha. Amalei sason l'simcha. Sason said to simcha, ana adifna minach. What a fascinating gemara. I'm great than you. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, in Yeshayo lamid, hey, a beautiful, beautiful pasuk,
Uftu ye Hashem yeshuvon uvaut ziyon berina. V'simchas oilam al roisham sasayim v'simcha yasigu v'nas yagon v'anacha.
So in speaking of returning, the beautiful song about people returning to Tzion, beautiful pasuk in Yeshayahu describes as roisham sasayim v'simcha. First it says sasan, and then it says simcha. So sasan says, I'm better than you. Amalei simcha l'sasan. You almost can't not believe in Kabbalah when you have this type of Gemara. There are obviously layers and layers that are going on over here. Amalei simcha l'sasan. Simcha says to sasan, Ana adifa minach. I'm greater than you. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says in Esther, uvechol medino medino vechol v'ir v'ir mekoy mashedva amelch v'dasay magia. Simcha v'sasan la'yehudim. Simcha v'sasan. Simcha comes before. Amalei sasan l'simcha. And Sasan then retorted back to Simcha. Chad yom ha-shivkuch. One day you're going to have to leave the heavens. V'shav yuch parvanka. And you're going to need to run ahead of the camps to give them direction. Tichsiv, the next pasuk in Yeshayo, ki v'simcha say tseyu v'shalom tuvalun. You're going to run in front of Klal Yisrael, making them going out b'simcha. Amalei simcha l'sasan. Chad yom ha-shavkuch. One day you're going to leave, and you're going to be there filling up the water, as this pasuk describes. Now the Gemara continues with a sharp comment that Rabbi Avo retorted to a min in Apikoris. His name was Sason. He said to Rabbi Avo, Asiditu, you're going to fill up water for me. Doesn't the pasuk say in Yeshayahu, shafte mayim b'sasan? Amalei, he says, you're right. Iaviksiv l'sasan, to fill up the water for sasan, then it will be talking to about you. I think this is all tongue-in-cheek. Rabbi Avo doesn't have a havamina that the pasuk is talking about him, but Rabbi Avo catches him in his own game. Kidika amrit, that would be like as you had said. Hashadiksiv shafte mayim b'sasan. It says b'sasan. Mashke dahu gavra, then that means that in the sason they'll fill up water. That means that the skin of that person of sason mishvanin le guda will serve as a bucket umalina beimai, and they're going to fill up water from his skin. But they're not going to be. I assure you, he says, I'm not. They're not going to be serving you. The Gemara describes that when they brought the water to the Mizbeach, they went up the ramp and they turned to the left. Allah Bakevashu funnel is smile. Says the Gemara in the last narrow line of Memchesam base, Tanu Rabbanon, Kola Oilun Mizbeach Oilun Derechim Min. As we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, that the Mishnah in Zvachim tells us that when they went up to the Mizbeach, they turned to the right. Umekifin Vyardin Derech Smal, they went down, they went to the left, and this is one of the exceptions. Chutzmina Ola Lashosh Advarim Halalu, Shon Derech Smal. Three cases they did the opposite. They went up to the left and went down the right. And the Ola Sa'of also, where there's Xeris HaKosav, that it's supposed to be done in the east, that there's Xeris HaKosav, that the Ola Sa'of is done on the south eastern side. Because Rashi explains 8 lines from the bottom that it's supposed to be done next to the Beis Hadeshen, because from there they would toss it into the Beis Hadeshen, and for that reason they would turn to the left as opposed to turning to the right like they generally did. By turning to the right, they would be turning towards the east. The Gemara adds, Kisharavsa b'mizrach, when there were a lot of Kohanim on the south eastern corner, so then they would do the Malika on the southwestern corner. But either way, they would be turning to the eastern side, and that was reached by turning to the left. The reason we don't go all the way around, Rashi explains the Dibra Maschul Chutz Mina Ola L'Gimel Dvarim, is because of the smoke that was going up on the Mizbeach. We're afraid that that smoke would cause the oaf to die. As well, we're even concerned about the Nesachim as becoming smoked up, and as well, if they had to walk, journey all the way around, then it would make it possible inappropriate wine and water to bring, to pour for the Nisuch HaMayim. More on the libations that we had learned in our Mishnah. Elishayim Ashkirin, that they had become darkened, the basins were dark because of years and years of doing Nisa Chamayim. Asks the Gemara three lines into the wine, Memchesam is Bishlem and the Yayin Mashkir. I understand wine will cause white lime to become dark, red wine. Red wine is the only wine that's kosher, the only color that's kosher for the Mizbech. Demaya, Amay Mashkir, but water, how does it make it turn dark? Kivan Damar Mar, Ira Shalmayim, Lesel Shalyam, Shalyam, Lesel Shalmayim Yotza, Shemayim Asu the Shkure. Answers the Gemara, since if Bid the Eved, you pour the wine into the water basin, and the water basin had got the wine, so then it's Bid the Eved Kosher, and that would happen every once in a while, hence both were dark. We also learned Shemenukavim Kamin Shtei Chotmin, they were like two nostrils, one was larger than the other, the one for the wine which is thicker was larger, the one for the water which goes down more quickly was more narrow. Lem Masisa Rabbi Yehuda Veloy Rabbanan. Says our Gemara, it sounds like our mission is following Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbanan. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Belugay Menasei Kol Shmoinah. Rabbi Yehuda said there was a lug that was poured. Di Rabbanan, because Rabbanan ki adadi ninu. According to the Rabbanan, there was same shear. The Gemara understands that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it was a lug, that's talking about the water. The water was a lug, and the yayin was three lug. So you had to make the wine one a lot larger than the water one if you wanted them to finish at the same time. The Gemara's teretz is as we learned in the Mishnah. We already explained according to the Maskanas HaGemara, afilu teimer rabbanan, can even follow the rabbanan, that each one was a shear of a log. However, chamra samich, wine is thick, maya kolish, wine is thin, and that's why still, according to the rabbanan, who hold that they were the same shear of three lugin, both for the water and for the wine, you still needed a larger hole for them to finish at the same time. Hachinami Mistavra, says the Gemara, it's logical that way. Di Reb Yehuda, racha v'katzer yisleh. Reb Yehuda used the lashon of wide and short. D'sani Reb Yehuda amr shnei kasvos. There were two rods, like pipes, hayisham. Echad shomayim v'echad shalyayim, shalyayim pia rachva. Shemayim pia kotzer. One was wide, the other was small and thin. Kedei sheyeshnein kolim bebas achas shmamina. We see from here that Rabbi Yehuda used a totally different lashon. He didn't use a lashon like we have in our Mishnah, that one was dak and the other mu'uva, but rather he used the lashon of rachav and kotzer, and that's because he held that the wine was actually quite a bit wider, because it was a shear of three lug, while the water was a shear of one look. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes our Daf Mem Ches in Maseches Sukkah. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to post the halacha from the daily Daf in regards to exiting the Sukkah and the halachas that we learned on Amud Aleph about leaving utensils in the Sukkah, making the Sukkah puzzle after Sukkahs. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Ches in Maseches Sukkah.